I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Westbrook Village and Bowles Park are two old, falling-down public housing developments in the city of Hartford. For over a decade, there have been efforts to tear them down and build something new on their collective 120 acres near the West Hartford line. Now there's about to be some movement. To understand the future of these two projects, you have to understand their past. Most public housing in the state was paid for and later subsidized by the federal government, but not Westbrook Village and Bowles Park. Their construction was paid for by the state decades ago, but taxpayers didn't then provide any annual money for upkeep. So now the two developments have outlived their use. The Hartford Housing Authority stopped leasing units there back in 2011. More recently, they started moving the remaining residents from Bowles Park, giving them rental housing subsidies to live elsewhere. And in early 2017, demolition at that development is set to begin.
People need homes, you know, and something better than that what we had.
That's Rose Price. She lived at Bowles Park for 30 years until she got help to move as part of this process. She's ready to see some change.
I hope and pray that they do it. They say they're going to do it. They're moving people out.
Marilyn Rossetti is the chair of the authority's Board of Commissioners, and she says the project will bring good rental and home ownership opportunities to neighborhood residents. And that's important, she says, in a city where a lot of money's been spent on building downtown housing.
As a resident, you often say, well, what about me? What's happening in my neighborhood? Why isn't there something simultaneously happening? And this is, and I think it's exciting.
Demolition at Bowles Park will start early next year. The 410 units will be knocked down and replaced in phases by 29 units of home ownership and 62 rental units. Westbrook Village is still waiting on funding. Both projects will be done in partnership with private development groups. Annette Sanderson is the authority's executive director, and she says this work is long overdue.
To be able to transform these developments is not only transforming the developments, but transforming the communities and ultimately a key area of the city of Hartford.
Sanderson says the plan for both developments is for them to be mixed income.
We're not interested in building back what's there. In order to make these communities viable in the future, we're interested in building back mixed income communities.
Sanderson says the work at Westbrook Village will be even higher profile. That project runs along Albany Avenue near the University of Hartford. She's hoping the new Westbrook Village will include retail and commercial uses. So there are a lot of changes in the works. As for Rose Price, she isn't sure she wants another one. When Price left Bowles Park, she moved to a new apartment that she likes, and she's not sure she wants to move back.
I'm 71 years old. I'm going to be 72. And just, you know, moving here was a whole lot. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not coming back, but I just don't know yet. But I'm comfortable right where I'm at right now.
Price says she'll look at the new Bowles Park when it's done. It'll have a new name, Willow Creek. If she likes what she sees, she might make one more move. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.